on in the great magnificent city's Gunnedah Rugby Park. Of course, we've got a man who enjoys the cold in amongst the magnificent summer heat that's coming towards us. He is the president of the Inverell Highlanders. His name is Josh Phillips. Of course, you can go to the website there, inverellhighlanders.org.au, to enjoy more of it. But Josh, great back end of the season, I suppose, in seconds, and you're coming through for an opportunity to be part of the grand final as you take on the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys up at Walker. But have you seen the season so far?
It's been really tough for us in terms of our numbers, but in terms of the spirit and the culture, I think we've got around Inverell, doing a lot with our juniors where we can. It showed today. We've obviously got up against a pretty handy side in the Pirates, and pretty happy with the result. So it's all positive at the moment.
We certainly start the season well with that seven-a-side tournament where all the sports come together and play rugby. That's fantastic to see. And also, of course, one of these mind-numbing sort of fitness things that you do as well at the rugby park. What's been the reason why for the drop of numbers or the quality? Is it just simply because we're going through a phase where the club's got some older players retiring, or more people are playing the other sports such as Aussie Rules and Rugby League?
Yeah, well, for a small town, we do compete with a number of local rugby league sides and AFL, who are have a good strong presence in the community. But start of the season, we had good numbers. It was just a lot of the younger guys. We do have a young bunch, and a few of those have decided to go off on overseas holidays this year mid season, which you always encourage them to go and do that. But it's just hurt us in terms of overall numbers come the back end. So a few injuries as well, like every other club. So
And the juniors as well, they're going well on the Sundays there and getting out to trainings there at the Inverell Rugby Park with the age groups there between 6 and 14s?
Yeah, they've got great numbers. I think under 10s, for instance, have got they've got two-plus sides of young fellas. So, it's great. We've got the women as well. We're one of three clubs participating in that this year. So our girls are at trials this weekend for the Central North Rep 7s coming up. They're going down to the Central Coast. So I think a group of Inverell Pirates girls and Scone girls are going to make that up and go well in both hopefully under 17s and open. So,
what's the thing we need at Inverell? Do we need to see more players? Because Paddy Ryan did a bit of a sweep around the place a fortnight ago, going to Tamworth, then Moree, and also Armidale for the grand final. But certainly New South Wales Rugby can send players out to help you guys out because you're certainly pushing the barrel.
Yeah, and I think geographically we're on the northern tip of the zone as well, which geographically we're closer to Brisbane than Sydney, but we've got a great thing going on Thursday nights with the juniors, and then rolls into the seniors, and they often have barbecues and the likes after. So I think anything like that would be greatly appreciated and welcomed.
Well, almost congratulations, Josh, on what you've done with Inverell Highlanders this year. You've got a great opportunity to move through to the playoffs as far as the Coles Cup against a very strong Batoos Transport Moree Wee Bullabulls. And we wish you moving forward all the best. But also, if you want to find out about the Highlanders experience, just go to the website there, InverellHighlanders.org.au.